Well, how are we doing, Farm Bureau? Are we glad to be here today or what? I just got to start by saying that I absolutely love you guys. Not only do you feed America, but you are the backbone of America. You're our kind of guys. We love it. Has anybody here ever seen the show Duck Dynasty? Let me hear from some applause if you've ever seen it. I kind of had a suspicion that this was my kind of crowd. I am Alan Robertson. I am the oldest brother. A lot of you may not have even known there was a fourth brother. I'm normally known as the beardless brother, but as you can see, I'm going incognito now with my beard. A lot of people, when they talk about our show, Duck Dynasty, they usually compare it to other shows. And that's really a great compliment, right? They talk about Andy Griffith, which is a great show. How many of you remember Andy Griffith's show, right? Great show? Absolutely. I mean, you got Barney, you got Uncle Si, you know, you got Aunt B, you got Miss K. I mean, there are some similarities, right? Mountain Man would be the drunk, I guess. Otis, maybe. I don't know. Now, a lot of people say it's like the Waltons, you know, because that was sort of a family-based show, another great show that we enjoy. I always say it's sort of like Sanford and Son, because my mom's a bit of a hoarder, you know, so that's another comparison. But actually, the show that I compare our show to the most is The Munsters. Do you remember The Munsters? It's a great old show, right? Now, you remember the setup of The Munsters. It was a family of monsters. They were lovable monsters, but they were monsters. And then there was one cousin that was there that didn't quite fit in with the rest. Does anybody remember her name? Marilyn. Somebody down front knew that Marilyn Munster was on the show. Now, she had a bit of an identity complex because she was normal, living in an abnormal group. Well, I got to tell you, I totally relate to Marilyn Munster, because I see in my own mind I'm normal, and yet I live with these abnormal people. I totally get it. Now, even when I start to grow a beard, my family makes fun of me. My dad and my Uncle Si say that I look like Yasser Arafat when I grow a beard. Now, I just got to tell you, I'm highly offended by that. Because have these two looked in the mirror lately is all I'm saying. I mean, you tell me who looks more like a terrorist, right? I just got to tell you, we've gone through many airports through the years, and they're the ones that get the wand treatment, not me, just so you know. Now, when you look at our family, there's no doubt that somebody just doesn't quite fit in. But we love our Uncle Si anyway, because he's such a vital part of the show. We love him, right? I want to explain to you a little bit today about sort of how this began and a little bit about our personalities, what makes us all different. I'm the oldest brother, so there's no doubt about it that I've been there from the very beginning, and I've been aware of all the personalities and how different we are. And a great way that I know to illustrate that to you this morning is by talking about Labrador Retrievers. Now, how many of you, show of hands, how many have a Labrador Retriever back home? All right, well, good. We got a lot of Labrador lovers. Now, Labradors are great dogs, right? Now, of course, we're duck hunters, and you know our saying is faith, family, ducks, right? That's what we live by. I'm going to loan you and say faith, family, farming is take that. That's a good one for you guys as well. But faith, family, ducks, that's our thing. And so the lab dog becomes just vital to what we do every day. Now, not only do they make great pets, but of course, they go and get our ducks for us. Now, almost exclusively, we've always used the black lab. Now, the black lab is the go-getter of the lab dogs, no doubt about it. The black lab is always ready. They're whimpering by the truck. They'll break through ice. There's never a day when they're not going to go out and get your ducks. That's sort of like my dad, and that's sort of like Jace. That's their personality. 60 days in a duck season in Louisiana, and they go every single day. They don't miss a day. In fact, this morning, guess where they are? Duck blind. That's where they go every day. So they're like the black lab. Now, the yellow lab is a little more domesticated. Still a great hunting dog. Still go get your ducks, no doubt about it. But, you know, they can hang around the house and make a good family dog as well. They'll watch out for the kids. That's sort of like me, and that's sort of like Jeff, my youngest brother. We love to hunt. We love to go out. We love to kill ducks. We love to be a part of everything. But we can sleep in every once in a while. We don't mind. We're a little bit more domesticated. Now, when you take these two breeds and you cross them over, the black and the yellow, you get the chocolate lab. And if you know anything about dog breeding, you know when you start, you know, crossing over, they get a little kooky. They get a little crazy. They get a little undependable. You know, you don't really know. That's the chocolate. You know, there may be a chocolate that's a great hunter and able to go out there, but it may also not even know the way to the truck. That's my brother Willie is who that is. And that may surprise you because you watch the show and you say, oh, no, Willie's got it all together. He's the CEO and he is pretty sharp. I'll give him this. But look, when it comes to hunting, we never know if Willie knows where his shotgun is, what time we're going, if he's going to wake up. He has to have his assistant, you know, drive him out to hunt with us. But when I try to think of a lab that describes my Uncle Si, I mean, do they even have a lab that describes my Uncle Si? You do watch the show, I can tell. The question that I get the most on the road is Si as crazy in real life as he is on the show? Well, let me just tell you something. You're only getting the tip of the iceberg when it comes to my Uncle Si. There's way more crazy there that you're not seeing, trust me. And it's always been that way. But I had to say this about my Uncle Si because I give him a hard time. We all do, obviously. But we've heard more tales in the duck blinds. My Uncle Si was in the United States Army for 25 years, serving our country. And obviously, thank you very much. He served with distinction, but he never rose very far because he's so stubborn and hard-headed. And that's typically Uncle Si. Si's been married to the same woman, Christine, for 43 years. He has two grown children and 8 grandsons. So, you know, he really is a locked-in family man. What's interesting is because Christine is not on the show, a lot of people assume that he was unmarried. And so Si gets a lot of marriage proposals through the family business. And I have to say that 90% of them are from the great state of Alabama, which I don't know really what that means other than they love Si in Alabama. I don't know if there's some from Alabama here today, but he's married. There we go. There's some Alabamans. All right. Roll Tide, right? Or War Eagle. You know, you got to appease both, right?